Welcome to the show. Today we're joined by Trish Springsteen, international award-winning mentor, international best-selling author, and Australia's leading expert in empowering introverts. Trish helps business owners leverage speaking and communication to generate leads, close sales, and move their businesses forward. Welcome, Trish.
Hi. Starting a business is exciting. And let's be honest, a little overwhelming. I know, because when I first started my business, I was extremely excited. I thought I had everything planned. Didn't quite work out like that. You've got the idea, the passion, maybe even the logo. You've probably even started or have done a website. You've got your business cards or you've got your digital business cards. Everything is looking good. And then comes this big question. How do I actually talk about what I do? How are people going to find me? What's the next thing I do? In the years that I've been looking after people, mentoring people, starting my own business, one of the biggest things I see, new business owners staying quiet, waiting until everything is perfect. I can't do this. I can't do my marketing. I can't do that. I've got to make sure that my logo looks perfect. I've got to make sure that my business idea is perfect. I've got all my business plan. One thing that I don't have, what's that? People walking through my door. People clicking on that button to want to buy, to want to work with me. You know why? You don't need a perfect business, but you do need a clear message. Because if people don't know what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you are, how the blazes are they going to find you? I know people, it's not readiness. For many of us, for most of us, it's lack of clarity. When you're unclear, people hesitate. They avoid you. Because if they don't know what you're doing, they can't make an informed decision to work with you. If you're clear, if you know what you're doing, and you know how to say it, you speak and they come. There's no uncertainty. There's no, I don't know whether that person's going to work with me in a workshop or like mentoring. What is it exactly am I going to have at the end of our time? What do? They write books. I don't want to know about writing books. Oh, no. They don't just write books. They do something else. Confusion creates hesitation. Confusion creates, I think, that person over there, I know exactly what they're doing. I think I'll go and work with them. Is that what you want? No. Because let's face it, people, out there in the big world, there are many other businesses exactly like yours. Hey, I'm a speaker coach. Do you know how many speaker coaches are out there? A zillion. And a zillion's a big number. Do you know how many, how many people who are selling products just like you? How many authors are just like you? How many business coaches, accountants, lawyers, you name it, any business you've got, plumbing, electricians, there are people out there doing exactly what you're doing. And here you are, a new business ready to start. How are you going to get those people to notice you? You have to put your hand up. You have to be clear on what you're doing, clear on how you can stand out from the others, and you have to shout it out loud and far because you need to stand out from the crowd. Why do I know this? Let me share with you a little story from when I first started my business. I did all those things I've just been speaking about. I had my logo. We went hours devising that logo. I can tell you what, really, a logo doesn't get you that far. I had my website, I had a business plan, I had my vision, I had my mission, I had my products, I had my services mapped out, I knew what I was going to do, I knew where we wanted to go. So I took a deep breath, folded my arms and thought, I have ticked off everything on that checklist that my mentor said you had to have when you're a new business. And then I waited. And I waited. Where were these people breaking down my door? Where were all these clients? And I was getting a little bit worried, I can tell you, people, because I'm sitting there, I had checked everything off, and I still had no clients. You know why? Because I hadn't actually stood up and said, hello, here I am, this is what I do, I would love to have a conversation with you. Simple words, but words that are hard for many people. Words that they forget about because they get all caught up in the mechanics and forget that they do have to put their hand up. They do have to shout. They do have to say, yes, I am open and I am here and this is what I do. It's speaking about what you do before you feel fully confident. Waiting till you feel confident in getting out there is not going to help you. And I know it's scary, but that's how confidence builds, through action, not waiting. Every time you take a deep breath and speak about your business, you are putting your hand up. You're making yourself visible. You're making it easy for your clients to find you. Yes, the logo and the website, it's attraction. It's like a mousetrap. It puts it out there and you see it. But unless you back it up with that conversation, they're going to say, oh, that's good. They may drop by your website. They may read a few things. And then they'll flit off to the next person who's saying, hey, come over here. This is what I'm doing. I've got just the thing you need now. Because you didn't add that voice to your business. So take a deep breath. Take what I call 60 seconds of insane courage. 20 seconds to acknowledge that, yeah, I'm scared. I'm worried. If I do say something, no one may not, you know, they may not come still. 20 seconds to turn that into the positive, because if you don't say anything, they'll never know whether to come. So 20 seconds to say, I have a great message. I have a great business. I can offer something that will change people's lives. And then 20 seconds to smile and go and have that conversation. Mention your business in the conversations you have. Make it really annoying sometimes. Talk about your business all the time until people just say, hey, listen, I know it. I know what you're doing. I'm going to come and see you. Be quiet now. And you say, well, I'm not going to be quiet. Just exactly. I might tone it down a bit, but you have achieved your purpose. Because the more you speak about your business, the more people are going to know who you are, what you do, and what is it that can change their lives right now because they need to come and see you. Talk about it at network meetings. Create your network introduction. Post online. Do blogs. Do articles. Just be there. Show up everywhere that you can possibly show up and say, here I am. This is what I do. This is the person that you need to come and see. Click on that button. Walk through my door. You need me now. Keep it simple. Don't try to sound impressive. This is a trap a lot of new business owners fall into. They think, I've got to make it over the top. I've got to sound impressive. I have to sound like I've got 30 million customers walking through the door now and this is the last spot. There are some sales things that you can do, but you don't want to sound over-impressive because it creates confusion. You just need to be you. You need to be who you are. The goal isn't to sound smart. It's to be understood. And if you bamboozle them with statistics and the number of clients I've got and, oh, my gosh, they've only got one space left, they're going to be very confused. If people don't understand you, they can't work with you. I can't say that enough this session. If they don't understand you, they can't work with you. So keep it simple, keep it real, keep it clear. People, I'm speaking from experience. I started my business in 2006. And you know, it's taken me a long time to refine what I do. And there's a couple of reasons for that. I wasn't all that clear because I was trying to be everything for everyone. I can teach people how to speak. I can teach people how to write their book. I can help them with feedback. I can do this. I can work with, I can work online. I can mentor. I can do corporate work. I can do workshops. Wow. By the time I've said all that, I've bamboozled them completely and they're overwhelmed. They've got no idea, well, do I need to come to her for that? Oh, but I'm not writing a book, so I'm not going to come to her, because they didn't hear everything else that I said. It took me a while to get a refined presentation. It took me a while to understand that if I'm speaking to one group, I can focus on one thing. Then I can focus on something different when I'm speaking to another group. It didn't mean I had to give up everything that I was doing. It just meant that I had to be very clear when I was speaking to this group of people about this particular part of what I do at this particular time. Simple, real, clear. And remember, as your business grows, your message is probably going to change. So you need to refine it. You need to always come back. As you grow, as mine did, I started doing other things. I realized there were other ways I could help people. I offered other things, like webinars online, which I didn't do when I first started. So I had to then clearly refine my message to make sure that I was incorporating some of those new things, but still not losing the old. Refine. Always check what you're doing, because you're not going to stay static. You are going to be ever changing. Believe in yourself. And when you first start, not everyone will get you, and that is okay. If there's a big world out there, there's a big pie out there, not everyone will get what you're doing. Starting a business isn't just about what you create. It's about how you communicate it. You communicate it clearly, you're going to get the pie. You're part of the pie that's out there. You just need to be clear, be visible, and be willing to use your voice, because your business doesn't grow when you stay silent. It grows when you're willing to be seen and heard.
Thank you so much, Trish, for sharing your incredible insights on communication and speaking today. Your expertise in empowering introverts and helping business owners leverage their voice is truly invaluable. We appreciate your time and wisdom. Thank you for being such a wonderful guest on our show. And listeners, check out our personal communication podcast with Trish Springsteen, how to find your voice and own it, and what to say when you don't know what to say at meetings or being put on the spot. All this and more on 1015fm.com.au.